Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right. Hope you're having a great weekend. We sure are here in Experience Wisconsin. Let's check in with our friend Teresa Nemitz, the founder and chief experience officer at Milwaukee Food and City Tours. Teresa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So I took the Bloody Mary brunch tour recently with you guys. Fantastic. One of the best experiences I've had kind of being a tourist in my own city. I loved it. You guys do it right. And you offer year-round tours like the Bloody Mary brunch tour and others anytime people want to go, right?
Every weekend and every week, we are out there offering really delicious, amazing tours, a chance to go and explore Milwaukee and to be able to eat some delicious food that you may not have even known about. You know, when you came on that Bloody Mary brunch, yeah. You probably discovered some places that you wouldn't have normally gone to.
I did the history. Like, I learned history in my own city. I've been here for 20 years, and your guide taught me things that I had no idea about. It's kind of the magic of being a tourist in your own city.
We hear that all the time. I've lived in Milwaukee my whole life. I had no idea. We have so many individuals come on our tours that maybe they live out in the suburbs or they've moved away and they've come back home to see their family for birthdays or whatnot. And they come on these tours and they just think, wow, Milwaukee has such a rich history. And maybe they just didn't know about it. But that's what we love to do at Milwaukee Food and City Tours. We want to tell the story of Milwaukee through our food.
So whether it's the tacos and tequila tour, the Bloody Mary brunch tour, there's church tours, there's bakery tours. You need to check out Milwaukee Food and City Tours. And Teresa, something special during Lent is the Friday Fish Fry Tour. I'm excited to talk to you about this. Tell us about the Friday Fish Fry Tour.
Yes. Well, you know, there is really, we like to say that Milwaukee was built on three things, right? Faith, beer, and fish. And so that Friday night fish fry is such an important thing in Milwaukee. And we love to take people out and we don't take you just to one fish fry. We don't take you to two fish fries. We take you to three stops for fish. We go to a church to see Milwaukee's great faith community and kind of how that all ties into fish fry. And then, of course, no tour is complete without a stop with some custard at the end. So, yeah.
Tell us about a little history, because I love it because you know the history of our city. How do we think that the Milwaukee Fish Fry got its start?
Yeah, you know, there's so many thoughts about it, but down over by the port of Milwaukee, you have on Jones Island, that is really where we believe that those fish fries first started in the little wooden shanties with the fishermen. And eventually the fish fry really became that alternative to meat during the Lenten time period with the Catholics. And eventually, the churches said, wait a second, everyone is going to eat the fish fry in the bars and the taverns, but we want to make something a little more family friendly. And so that's when the churches opened up their doors and they said, come on in, let's have a fish fry at the churches.
This is like being on tour, because this is how the tour is.
Yes.
You get great food, you get something to drink, you get dessert, and you get history. Like stories like this kind of woven throughout each tour, right?
Exactly. And you know, the thing that we really like on the tour as well is just to really show people these hidden gems and places they may not have heard of before. I think that just like every Milwaukeean has an opinion on their favorite old fashioned, for example, or their favorite beer, a lot of people have their favorite fish fry, but there's so many other fish fries out there. So that's what we like to take people on, you know, to see a modern fish fry, a church fish fry, you know, something a little bit different that maybe they haven't thought of and be able to explore that. So like this year on our fish fry tour, we're taking folks to the Motor Museum Motor at the Harley-Davidson Museum, turning tables in the old Turner Hall, if you remember that favorite.
Yeah.
Right by Fiserv. We go to St. Constantine, which is the Greek Orthodox Church out in Wauwatosa. So lots of fun places to go and check out.
See, now this is what it's all about, because we're not just taking you to a fish fry. You're going to iconic places. The museum at Harley is brand new and it's cool. It's a hip place in town. And then Turner Hall, one of the oldest buildings in town. So you get some history, that Cream City brick, and you get your fish fry there. Is one of the fun parts for you planning the tours and finding the venues? How do you do this?
Yeah, one of the fun things is definitely planning it, but really looking at the story. And how do we tell the story of something through the food in Milwaukee? And so really, exactly like you're saying, you know, we want to go to the place that we can talk about the Cream City brick or talk about the churches in Milwaukee. You know, Milwaukee is the city of steeples, so we like to bring that commentary into it. And this is also a tour that a lot of groups come to us that are coming in from out of town. town. Maybe they're coming in for a day trip. Family reunions where they say, well, we want something iconic in Milwaukee. And so we take them out on a fish fry and be able to show off the city through it. So it's something that we really enjoy doing.
I love it. So what is the website if people want more information?
Yeah, you can buy your tickets at MilwaukeeFoodTours.com. The Lenten Fish Fry Tour always, always sells out. So this year we actually have added lunchtime options in addition to Friday for evening time dinner. And we're really excited about being able to offer this once again during just the Lenten time frame on Fridays, MilwaukeeFoodTours.com.
It is so cool. Teresa Nemitz is the founder and chief experience officer for Milwaukee Food and City Tours. Get on a tour. I'm going to get on another one soon. Teresa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Man, they got a lot of cool stuff they do there. I just love the way they do business. Up next, the travel secretary, Ann Sayers, on Experience Wisconsin.